Roughly 2,800 immigrants living in Iowa who were brought to the U.S. as children are now participating in the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. Under DACA, the young people, sometimes referred to as dreamers, are freed from the threat of deportation and granted work permits and other privileges. Now the program is threatened by an order from President Trump. Iowa Public Radio's Joyce Russell talked with two Iowa sisters who wonder how their lives might be changed.
5 years ago, 22-year-old Monica Reyes and her 21-year-old sister Nilvia were living with their mother in New Hampton. Both undocumented, they'd been working long hours at any jobs they could get that didn't demand papers, dropping in and out of college as they struggled to pay tuition. They described how thrilled they were that they'd just been approved for DACA.
That was the first thing that came into my mind. I will finally be able to work somewhere better, you know, better paying. And I was extremely, extremely happy.
And that same day, we rushed down to our local Social Security office to apply for a Social Security number.
Driver's licenses soon followed, and with papers in hand, the sisters have thrived.
Hey.
Hello, Nilvia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Welcome.
Nilvia welcomes me in her home in Waterloo.
Would you like to sit?
She's married now with a daughter, and she and her husband bought the house last year with the help of her better-paying job.
So 5 years ago, with the announcement of DACA, it was monumental. Obviously, to my sister and I, we were able to start working in places that we were actually qualified for, where we could make more money and continue going to school that way. Right now, the job that I'm working at, I've been at for 3.5 years now.
She works in customer service for a mortgage company.
And I continue to move up and up within that company, and it's something that I would have never been able, a job that I would have never been able to do before I had a work permit.
Nilvia's working and going to school. She has one semester left to finish her degree at UNI. But the family's well-laid plan may soon go awry. Nilvia is preparing for losing her job if DACA is rescinded. The family is pinching pennies, and she's dropping out of school to save money.
That is a really big decision, and it's frustrating, especially now that I'm so close, because I'm in senior status. But at the same time, if I had to go back to another job that pays significantly less, we would need all of the savings that we could get right now.
Big sister Monica, also thinking about losing her job, greets me at her home in Des Moines.
Good. Hi, Monica.
Hi.
Thank you for coming.
Monica's married now, too, and a homeowner. It's actually her second mortgage. When she was approved for DACA, like Nilvia, she got a better job.
So that within a year of me having DACA, I was able to buy a house. So I worked my butt off. I saved all the money I possibly could, just so I could reach that American dream of owning a home. So once I accomplished that goal, I stopped working 75 hours a week. I went back to school, focused on school, and focused on my career.
She chose financial services, where she says the first thing they'll do is verify you can legally work. Now she has what she calls her dream job at a mortgage company processing loans for immigrant families. She says it wasn't exactly a surprise when President Trump announced that DACA will end unless Congress acts.
The moment I sent my application the first time, I knew that at any moment, even the president that implemented the program could take it away with a swipe of a pen. Now, I always prepare for the worst. So at this point, I am preparing for me not to be able to legally work January 2019.
That's when her DACA permit expires.
I'm preparing a plan B for how to work and still make a living in a more undocumented way.
Advocates for Iowa's Dreamers say the sisters are not alone in worrying about jobs and bills and mortgages. Erica Johnson at the American Friends Service Committee works with DACA recipients all across Iowa.
When people were granted a work permit and a driver's license, they were able to get higher paying jobs. And now many have careers, including both Monica and Nilvia. And so these are folks who have you know, grown up, and they've made investments, they've made families. And so the prospect of that uncertainty, that's a scary moment.
Johnson says in other ways, the Reyes sisters are not typical. They have been some of the most vocal advocates for other dreamers, founding an alliance called Dream Iowa and speaking out on immigration issues. Talking to the Reyes women, you soon suspect that not being able to pay their bills if DACA goes away worries them at least as much as the threat of deportation.
I mean, the deportation thing, like, that's just the reality I lived in since I was three.
The sisters say before DACA, they tended to hide their immigration status. Childhood friends knew them for years before they found out they were undocumented. And even after DACA, at first, when they talked to the media, it was with assumed names. Now they say they can't imagine going back to that.
If DACA were to be taken away and I am not allowed any sort of other legal protection, legal or protection from deportation, then yes, I'll have that cloud hanging over me again, but I won't let it affect me.
Even now, if DACA is rescinded and there's nothing to replace it at the time, I've told many people this since then, I refuse to step back into the shadows.
Nilvia says when she imagines being deported, it's being sent to Mexico with Monica and their mom as part of a mass deportation. She says there's no way to prepare for that, so she's focusing on what she can prepare for, and that's losing her job. I'm Joyce Russell, Iowa Public Radio News.